I once was married to an actress. I used to attend rehearsals when she would prepare for plays such as Tennessee Williams' Camino Reel or Bertolt Brecht's Mother Courage. And I could never get over the notion that acting has to be one of the weirdest art forms imaginable. I mean, think about it. Singers sing, dancers dance, musicians play, artists draw, and writers weave words. But what do actors do? They pretend. They step out of who they really are and into the guise of someone else. They mimic speech and movement and attitude, all for the purpose of playing a role in the service of some story or theme or mere glimmer of an idea. And as the great Kurt Vonnegut short story captures in its self-descriptive title, they are always asking, "Who am I this time?" When Michael Shannon asks that question, you seldom have to wonder what the answer is. In four films that I can think of, Shannon has played characters so strange that it causes me to shudder just thinking about them. He portrayed a former Marine in the 2006 film World Trade Center, whose relentless drive and the hours immediately following the events of 9/11 led him to help rescue a pair of New York City firefighters. In the first season of the HBO series Boardwalk Empire, he played an Elliot Ness-type federal agent whose obsession with purity was as maniacal as it was puritanical. He won an Oscar nomination for the 2008 film Revolutionary Road, portraying a mentally disturbed man whose brutal honesty stands in stark contrast to the film's several other self-deceiving characters. And now he stars in the independent film Take Shelter, a project written and directed by Jeff Nichols about an ordinary family man who one day either starts showing signs of a mental breakdown or becomes haunted by visions of future catastrophes, or both. Shannon's character, Curtis, is a regular guy. He works on a drilling site with his best bud, Dewart, Shea Whigham. He comes home to his loving wife, Samantha, Jessica Chastain, and hearing-challenged daughter, Hannah, Tova Stewart. And his biggest concerns are what bedtime stories to read to his daughter, or when to find time to clean up the woodpile in the backyard of his semi-rural Ohio home. Then he begins to dream. He sees flocks of birds in the sky. He sees towering, threatening thunderheads. Rain thicker than motor oil falls on him from a lightning-streaked sky. Faceless intruders attack him in his home. Understandably, then, Curtis seeks relief, but that relief doesn't come from those closest to him. For understandable reasons, he doesn't want to reveal what he sees as weakness to his wife. His friends, caught up in their own personal dramas, wouldn't understand. His family of origin is no help, especially his mother, played by Kathy Baker, who has her own trials with mental illness. And when he seeks counseling, he is treated by the medical established no better than if he were a 97 Subaru sedan in need of a 100,000-mile checkup. Yep, your transmission is slipping a bit. What else seems to be ailing you? So it's only natural that Curtis would start building a storm shelter in his backyard. I mean, who wouldn't? Trouble is, everyone starts to think he is crazy. And maybe he is. Certainly by casting Shannon, writer-director Nichols wants us to at least suspect that much. And while the film keeps the question open, Take Shelter remains an intriguing, if strange and bizarre view, one in which a master actor delves into a psychological realm that offers up a kind of sensory horror steeped in night sweats, cinematic imagination, and the anxiety that our modern world of transitory existence carries at its very core. I was disappointed that Nichols ultimately connected the dots of his plot in a way that suggests a specific explanation for Curtis's behavior. I would have preferred him to keep us guessing, but no matter. Take Shelter is worth seeing if only as an acting exercise. By Chastain, who has starred in more films over the past couple of years than most movie stars do in a decade, but particularly by Shannon, whose presence in any film automatically gives the production a feel for the offbeat. Whenever Shannon asks who he is supposed to be this time, the answer is pretty much obvious. Somebody weird, somebody strange, and somebody utterly fascinating. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Dan Webster.